This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the third hour and final hour of tonight's program. The Monday night live edition of Free Talk Live. We are live 7 nights a week. And if you miss any of our broadcasts, you can find them over at the archives at freetalklive.com. And our boy Riley was here for a visit.
He
produces the digest version. If you want a smaller sort of greatest hits of each episode, you can find that in the feeds as well or over on the SoundCloud page. And he does a good job at that. So we appreciate it, Riley, and hope you had a safe journey back home. I'm sure you're listening. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
You got me, Ian.
And we're going to change gears a little bit. I read this article from CBC.ca, and it made me think of what it might be like if government forced you to have an app on your phone. What would that look like? Well,
probably crappy.
Well, we don't have to look far for the answer to that. Just our neighbors up north in Canada, eh? What's that all about?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Take off, you hoser. At any rate, this article says physical distancing mask wearing could be in place for 2 to 3 years, even with a vaccine, Tam warns. Tam is...
this is their top doctor.
It's the Canadian Fauci.
Yeah, their bureaucrat.
COVID-19 vaccine won't be a silver bullet, chief public health officer says. Canadians shouldn't expect a COVID-19 vaccine to be a silver bullet. That will bring a swift end to the coronavirus pandemic and return to normal, according to the country's chief public health officer. Dr. Theresa Tam used her briefing on Tuesday in Ottawa to temper expectations about the speed and effectiveness of a vaccine. She reiterated the importance of physical distancing, proper hand hygiene, and mask wearing. Proper hand hygiene. Nobody talks about proper hand hygiene anymore. We were talking about
it
that
all the
Saturday,
time.
And like I never hear it mentioned, but... whatever. All I hear is mask up.
It's so tiresome.
You gotta put your mask on. Right. Anyway, attempted to dispel any notion that the vaccine will make life go back to normal. We can't at this stage just put all of our folks on the vaccine, et cetera, and so on. Tam said it's unclear at this stage how effective a vaccine will even be. There are more than 150 of them under development, 166 apparently, at various stages of clinical testing across the globe right now. 166 vaccines are being developed for this thing.
Line up!
According to the WHO, the who? The World Health Organization.
Just put this stuff inside of you that has had very little testing. That seems safe. I'm not going to be doing that. I don't know about you.
Yeah. So, they go on.
I don't get the flu vaccine. I'm not going to get this vaccine.
Tam recommends masks for children over 10, of course. The guidelines will include a recommendation.
Of course. Well, actually, I'm surprised because some of these states are demanding them on children over 3.
Tam,
so she sounds almost reasonable by comparison.
Well,
I mean, it's all ridiculous.
Well, just wait, pal, because it's a little bit at the end here. I'm breezing over the article because we've covered most of these topics here on Free Talk Live in other days with other hosts and that kind of thing. But
yeah, we haven't talked much about what's going on in Canada. I mean, it is pretty bad as far as how the government is responding there.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's as bad as it is here, if not worse.
Well, and again, I don't want to give this lady a lot of credit, but at least she's preparing people that the idea of a vaccine may be further off than what they're hearing from some places. Like, we were just watching during one of the breaks, or I was playing the audio from Donald Trump. He posted to his Twitter saying he's out of the hospital.
Right.
He did, like, a video. It almost looks like it was green screen, but it was hard to tell the way I was looking at it. But he was saying that the vaccines are going to be available in moments.
Yeah.
So he makes it sound like they're literally around the corner.
Did you see the thing where people were crying about, there was a photo of him after he went to the hospital where he was sitting somewhere signing a thing.
Mm-hmm. And it was blank
page. And it was blank page, yeah.
Supposedly.
Like, yeah, okay. Maybe that's just you know, maybe it's all for show. Maybe anytime you've seen a president sign anything, it's been blank.
Who knows? You know?
Anyway, in Canada, Tam also addressed criticism of another layer of protection the federal government rolled out last week.
Oh, no.
The COVID Alert Exposure Notification App. That's a horrible name for an app.
Of course it's government, though. I mean, that's what a long, lengthy, ridiculous name like that, of course it would come from the state.
The COVID Alert Exposure Notification App. Now, what do you expect this app will do?
It'll probably give you alerts and probably alert the government when you have been in contact with somebody.
It is meant to tell users if their phones have recently been close to a phone registered to someone who volunteers that they've tested positive for coronavirus.
The ones that volunteer about it, yes.
Yeah. So if your phone goes somewhere near a phone that belongs to somebody else who has indicated they tested positive,
yeah,
you will get an alert as well as the government.
Yes, and then someone will call you, likely. Someone from the government, a so-called contact tracer, and they're going to want to get in your business.
You know, there's a whole slew of words that start with C and end with T.
And one of them that we can't say here.
No, but, you know, the phrase contact tracer has certainly become CT, right? There is a little bit of good news for the Canadians. Do we get Canadian callers?
On occasion.
Listen on the internet?
Yeah, on occasion.
A little bit of good news is the app only works on phones released in the last 5 years or so because it needs a relatively recent operating system. So whoever the geniuses were only made it a workable app.
Most people probably have phones made within the last 5 years. These things tend to be fairly disposable and they don't last very long.
My phone, I'm in the midst of doing a new
one. You're one of the oldest phones I've seen.
Yeah. I've definitely
you get your money's
got my money's worth out of this particular one. But yeah, I'm about to upgrade, as it were. Critics say that will leave poorer and older Canadians who are more likely to use older devices to suffer worse effects from the virus because they can't update.
As though the application will give you any kind of worse or better chance. It's an after-the-fact notice.
Yeah.
The app is not going
it's
to
not
give
protecting you.
Right, it won't protect you from anything.
Yeah. If you're old or poor, keep your old phone in Canada.
But hold on. Is this a mandatory app? That I was not clear on. Or is this just you can volunteer and run this app because you love your country?
You know, it's hard to tell. It's a government app, so I assume that they, you know, were like, you got to have it. But I don't know. It doesn't specify.
Well, from what I understand, there has apparently been updates to the Apple and Google platforms to work some sort of thing like this into the platform. I'm not real clear on how mandatory it is for you to actually run the thing, but I did see something pop up in my settings.
They are literally pleading for people to use it. So, Tam
that
said
sounds mandatory. Sounds like volunteer.
Yeah, Tam said the app is one of many tools available to fight the pandemic, and the people should use them even if they aren't perfect. Despite these gaps, we need to have a go at using it, said Tam. Have a go. As many people who can download it and use it as possible will make the app more successful. So, I know, just nobody download it.
Well, nobody wouldn't download it either, I don't think. Our co-host, his name's Nobody, but yeah, I get what you're saying. But they will, though, Captain. They will download it because people are doing what they're told.
Can we make nobody jokes when nobody's not here?
Maybe we shouldn't.
Okay.
But they, you know, they are going to do what they're told, and a large number of people, I suspect, will download this app.
The government said Monday that more than 1.1 million people had already downloaded the app. So.
See? That's a good fraction of the Canadian population right there. How many people are out there? Is that like 60 million or something like that?
That is a good question. I do not know my...
I will find that out. The internet says... Actually, not even as many. It's not even 38 million.
Oh, wow.
In Canada.
So 1/38th.
That's a lot of people.
1.1 mil. I wonder if the app is both in English and French.
Maybe. I don't know. Don't care. Screw them.
Well,
and screw these apps and all this mandatory tracking and mandatory quarantines and mandatory masks, etc.
When do we get mandatory freedom, Ian?
I don't think it works like that.
When does that come? When does the freedom get mandatory?
I think people are going to have to demand their freedom if they want it.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-free like freedom. Give us a call. Talk about anything you want. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
Free Talk Live.
Wow. Is that your New Yorker?
I don't know. Yeah, that was some sort of Northeastern accent coming out of me there. I'm not sure what I was doing there. Well, that's weird. Yeah. It's just... I've never tried, like, really. I've never really been good at, like,
one?
I mean, I always joke about Boston, right? You could park your car around the corner, right? But I never tried the nasally sort of, you know, that New York, that Jersey sort of sound.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it needs work. It just emanated out of me today.
You don't listen to
reason,
Free Talk Live for the great impressions, so I'll tell you that.
No, you listen for, you're my canvas, and I'm finger painting all over you. This is Free Talk Live, by the way, if you're listening and wondering what the heck's going on. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass, your host for this evening, and in the studio with me, it's...
You have Ian.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians... From June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021.
You can and should.
You definitely should. At Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. I've been thinking of things that I'm going to maybe
do. For next year?
Yeah, this is coming up here. So we'll, I'm not going to say anything now. But if you are planning an event or something for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Excellent. Have you seen, so you know movies, have you seen that one? That is one of the few that
I have seen it. It's
the new one, the new Bill and Ted?
It's watchable.
See, I haven't seen the old, I don't even know if I ever saw the second one in the 90s. I know I've seen the first one.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I know I've seen the first one.
You don't have to. You know, sadly, George Carlin is no longer amongst the living.
They didn't try to bring him back as like they did with Princess Leia or Admiral Tarkin or whatever his name was.
Let's just say they don't let it go unmentioned, his character, Rufus.
That's good.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but...
there was an appropriate call out.
It was classy in a way. What they did, I appreciated it.
It's nice.
But, you know, it's juvenile, right? You know what I mean? But, like, it's not as. It's not as
juvenile.
It's not as Beavis and Butthead juvenile as I wished it would be.
Did you hear they're coming back?
No.
Yeah, so there was another. So I think it was like 2011 when...
Or like talk show host or something?
When MTV actually did bring them back for a season in, I think, the early part of this last decade.
Yeah.
And it was great because they didn't do any of the... they didn't do any of the videos.
I didn't actually watch any of the new... the second try, right? I mean,
it was only one season. They only brought it back for one season. And it was great. Like, it was all plot. You know, because, like, normally in the original Beavis and Buttheads, it would be a little bit of plot, and then watch a movie, or they'd watch a music video, and then be a little more plot watching the music video. And they were never the full music videos. It was always, like, an edited, shortened version of the music video.
Yeah, 30 seconds or whatever. And they'd, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000 over the top.
So they got rid of that when they did the new version of Beavis and Butthead. And I thought it was the right choice to make, because it's just funnier to me when they're doing their antics.
Yeah, Mike Judge is a super creative guy. I'm a fan of his stuff. If listeners, if you're out there, if you've not seen Tales from the Tour Bus, this is an animated series he did two seasons of. The first season is about outlaw country,
and the second
season is about funk. And it's what you think, Tales from the Tour Bus. So what he does is he interviews people who were involved with these stars and gets some, you know, stories that probably couldn't have been told at the time for liability reasons. And then they tell these fantastic stories about what happens sort of behind the scenes in the music industry with, you know, their rise to fame and all that kind of stuff.
That's kind of a different...
And then animates the people as well. So you're seeing an animated version of the people being interviewed. So it's really cool. If you're a fan of Mike Judge's stuff, I recommend checking it out.
I'm surprised surprised I hadn't even really heard of that. But, yeah, I do enjoy his product.
I think it was, like, Showtime or something that it was released on.
The story came into The Hollywood Reporter. It was this summer in July. Beavis and Butthead returning with two new seasons at Comedy Central. So they're leaving MTV. I suspect they're all, yeah, it's owned by Viacom. So yeah. It's the same owner. Yeah. But they're moving to Comedy Central, which I think will be, I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you want to hear about what's going on in Seattle?
I mean, I'm sure that listeners want to hear it.
Well, I mean, you're from there. That's the only reason
I brought it up. I don't want to say I don't want to hear it, because I do, but also I know it's not going to be anything that's going to lift my spirits or make me feel like, oh, what a great article, Ian. Thanks for sharing that.
Is involved, but not your spirits.
Go ahead. Let's hear from the left coast. What's going on?
CNET.com reporting the Seattle City Council, this was last week, unanimously approved a minimum pay standard, so not a single vote against this in Seattle, a minimum pay standard for Uber and Lyft drivers on Tuesday, and making them the second city after New York City to do so.
Has Uber pulled out of any of these cities or any of these, you know, Lyft or anybody?
I believe they were going to pull out of California, but I think there was a court that put a stay on whatever
thing
happened there.
Yeah, I seem to remember that.
But no. Well, they have pulled out of some cities previously. They did pull out of Austin when Austin, Texas was going to mandate, and Lyft also pulled out, when Austin, Texas was mandating that new driver applicants would have to go to the police department and, like, get photographed, fingerprinted, you know, run through the rigmarole of a background check.
Basically. To use their own car,
yeah, because somebody somewhere, you know, was a bad person who was an Uber driver at some point, and so therefore Uber's not good enough at vetting their own candidates, they say, because, you know, of the millions of people who've driven for them, one person, like, murdered somebody.
In a real free market, you would be able to select security levels of your Uber.
Sure.
And armament levels of your Uber. Right?
You drive the 007 Uber, right?
Yeah, you know, do you want the fully armored, you know, super dark tinted, you know, well armed with gun turrets, you know, limousine, or do you want the, you know, the beat up Volkswagen?
The second city to do so under the new regulation going into effect in January, the ride-hailing services will be required to pay their drivers at least $16.39 per hour.
Oh, no, that Uber's not going to have any of that.
Well, I don't think they've left New York yet, so maybe they are having it. Right? Because normally, if they're not going to have something, they will leave.
Don't do it, Uber. Don't do it.
I'll tell you more about it. How'd they come up with that number, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know, because they were fighting for 15 a while ago, a few years ago, wanting to make the minimum wage $15 an hour. I think they might have actually passed that.
Yeah, they did that in Seattle.
Yeah, so how they got $1.32 more?
Yep.
That's, yeah, interesting. 855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live for you.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Document leak shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump left Walter Reed Medical Center just after 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Sean Conley saying the president has met all the standards for discharge, but is not entirely out of the woods yet.
24/7 world-class medical care surrounding him down there. We're not going to miss anything that we would have caught up here.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending his day campaigning in Miami, Florida. The vice president urging President Trump to listen to top scientists.
Listen to the scientists. Support masks. support a mask mandate nationwide.
The former vice president also taking part in a town hall on Monday in Miami. He also offered his prayers for the families of the more than 200,000 Americans who have died because of the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News. A senator from a battleground state making a big announcement. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he is still focused at the work to be done in the rest of his term. The two-term Republican senator was also considering a run for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022.
Tropical storm Delta is expected to grow stronger and become a Category 3 hurricane by Wednesday. It just formed on Monday and will be near the Louisiana coast sometime this weekend. Everyone in the area was told to prepare for a dangerous storm surge and rainfall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. You are here, and this is where you are. 855-450-3733 is our telephone number. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And we were just getting into this article from the left coast in the Seattle, Washington area. Now, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. But I'm curious to see the results because states, individually, in the United States anyway, have been attempting to force apps like Uber and Lyft to become taxi services, essentially, yeah. Where they're trying to force them to pay them hourly, guarantee some sort of wage as if they were employees instead of independent contractors. Now, this seems weird to me because it is the rules of the state, in fact, that create the scenario for there to be independent contractors and for an app like Uber or Lyft to exist within that framework. And so for them to do something like...
Well, contracting would work without the state's existence, but the state determines the difference between a so-called contractor and an employee.
Correct. And so within the framework of the state, this is allowed to be, but for some reason, the state doesn't want it.
No, well, we don't understand your business model. We want your business to work more like these other businesses that we've had for decades over here. We understand them.
We want more control.
We know how to regulate them. And ultimately, the Uber and Lyft and the ride-sharing and so-called gig economy business model has managed, up until this point, for the most part, to have successfully avoided a lot of the government regulations and a lot of the government mandates on things like the cap business.
Yes. Technology out-invents the state because it moves faster. It doesn't have... It's not restricted
But they're catching up. You know, they see. And again, it comes back to what we were talking about earlier. This, you got money moving around, like with John McAfee, who, by the way, apparently is showing up in.
Oh, yeah, we should mention that, right? Somebody posted a photo to
his wife.
Yeah, of he and his wife saying, nope, he's with me.
So this is after many news reports saying McAfee's been arrested in Spain and is facing extradition to the United States for tax evasion.
Yeah, now, I mean, it's easy to sort of, you know, fake this kind of thing if you wanted to.
Sure,
but
that photo
certainly,
could have been taken any time.
It certainly is a picture of McAfee. His wife appears to be wearing a leopard print mask. The timestamp is 3.03 p.m., 05, October 20.
Yeah, so she was responding to somebody on Twitter asking about John and, oh, he's with me. So that suggests that either the reports of him being arrested are false, or
they let him out.
That they actually put him out on bail in Spain, which would be great news because he should hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack. Or John, I guess.
Yeah.
Isn't Jack short for John?
So, that's not short.
But it's still a nickname, right?
Doesn't John become Jack somehow? I've never heard that one. Maybe it does. That's a weird, but there's some weird ones out there,
yeah,
right?
I think that's one of the weird
Chuck
ones.
Chuck out of Charles.
Right, I never understood that one. I know how you get Charlie out of Charles, yeah. That makes sense, but I don't know how you get Chuck.
I mean, Jim out of James is also a weird one, and Dick out of Richard is really, where'd that come from?
Yeah, I get Rick out of Richard more than I do Dick out of Richard, yeah.
So they don't like it when money moves around in business without them getting a cut of it. And they certainly don't like it when they aren't in control. And these businesses are not cab companies by the traditional definition of cab companies.
Not at all.
They don't own their own cabs.
Cab drivers typically lease their vehicles or are on some sort of a payment plan with the company. Yeah. So, you know, some cab companies make them eventually purchase the vehicle or something along those lines. But it's a very interesting business model that cab companies even have. But, yes, they are far more centralized and not controlled by an app. Now, my answer for taxi companies when, you know, Uber first came about and has become all the rage as far as transportation is concerned, particularly in populated cities, is compete. Mm-hmm. You don't like it, compete, because there were all these, you know, taxi lobbies and, you know, taxi unions that were lobbying their folks in the government.
Well, they've been paying for a long time.
You know?
Those taxi cab companies and the unions or whatever, they've been paying their dues to the government for a very long time, for decades. These taxi medallions in New York City went over $1 million at one point, and since Uber and Lyft have come out, the price of those medallions on the sort of secondary market or whatever has just tumbled.
Your taxi companies compete. I mean, I can't tell you how crappy taxi service was before Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
Uber and Lyft have actually improved
taxi
service.
They have, by
quite a margin, more so than any government regulation has ever attempted to do.
Absolutely. Of course they have. I mean, this is just the same old story, is the more competition there is, the better the products and services there are out there on the market. And if Uber and Lyft were more consistent about their sort of attitude on these things, then they should absolutely walk out of Seattle and say, well, bye-bye. Oh, okay, you want us to do all these things to change our business model? Well, that's not our business. We're gone. And then all those drivers and every passenger that was used to taking Uber and Lyft, now they're back to cabs.
Right.
And they are going to be pissed.
Yep, or taking the buses. They don't have a subway system in Seattle. It'd be horrible if
they did. They're not going to be happy. Because the first time you get into one of these ride-sharing services, at least in my experience, it's positive. You get a driver that's usually pretty friendly, although now with the masks, it's gone insane.
Yeah.
But prior to the mask thing, it was like, wow, this is, you know, it's a nice car. It's a friendly driver. I've always had a good experience in these ride-shares.
Oh, I was really, like, I knew Uber was light here, Uber and Lyft both, when getting to Keene.
As far as
like the number of drivers and that kind of thing. In Seattle, any time of day or night, doesn't matter. You could summon the ride and it would be there
minutes.
Like, I think
six
the longest
is a long wait.
Yeah, I think the like I was like, boy, it's been 7 minutes.
Right.
I wonder where the Uber, and then there it is. Oh, there it is right here. But I get out here to Keene. And the first time I tried to Uber, because I didn't have a car for the first several months I was here, I tried to Uber just to go get some groceries, and, like, there was nobody on. Yeah. And I had to wait till like later in the afternoon because I tried to go on like a Sunday morning or something, you know, figuring, you know, I'll go with the seniors or whatever, get some groceries, right? No, I had to wait until well after noon for somebody to pop. Apparently, Uber drivers are, you know, night owls.
There's probably more money there.
They're not the earliest of birds.
Maybe it's the party scene. They get paid better. I don't know.
Yeah. And
this is a small town.
From doing Uber, at least frequently, I learned that most of them only sort of moonlight around the Keene area. They like to get closer to the big city to make their money,
sure,
and sort of work their way back as their day dwindles. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Or sometimes they'll get a fare out of the city that'll take them back up this way, mm-hmm, and they'll just sort of hang around waiting to see if they can make some money locally before heading back towards the populated areas.
One of the nice things about being a driver on a gig share or ride-sharing service is that if you've got something else to do, like if you're an entrepreneur or something like that,
yeah,
then you could just sit at home and do the thing that you do, whatever normal thing you is, you know, earns you money. And then if a ride comes in, you get in your car and you go take the ride and come back and you go do your thing again. So
right,
it's like it doesn't have to get in the way depending on what you do.
It's a great gig for musicians, and you know, I know a bunch of them
that are drivers. Yeah.
But I'm also curious. Let's just say Uber and Lyft did, as a result of this, this is the city of Seattle, not the state of Washington, right, passing this thing.
Correct.
Yeah,
Seattle City Council.
So I would be curious to know how many people drive in Seattle proper as an Uber driver.
I bet you Uber's not going to say, but that is an interesting question. How many people would this affect?
Because many of them probably don't even live in Seattle if they're driving, you know, part-time, full-time, whatever it is. But I wonder, like, could you otherwise operate outside of the city of Seattle normally and then just, like, stop and, like, okay, you got to get out now. We're in Seattle.
Well, actually, when Uber decided and Lyft pulled out of Austin, Texas, they continued to serve the surrounding communities.
Right.
So Round Rock and all the other little suburbs or whatever that are around Austin but aren't technically Austin.
Right.
You could get, if you lived in Round Rock, you could get picked up and taken into Austin.
Right.
But you couldn't get picked up from Austin and taken to Round Rock.
Oh, I see. You can get dropped off and not picked up.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, we'll hear more about that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll get to your calls and your thoughts as well. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bite your tongue live.
Ooh, bite your tongue live.
I just bit my tongue.
Ow.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of hurt. Yeah, that's all right. Let me just do a little something here.
Do you need me to take over?
No, that's okay. Fine. 855.
You're not bleeding, are you?
I don't think so. We'll find out in a minute. Keep your eye on the camera if you want to see some potential blood tonight. 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. 855-450-3 if you want to call. Before we go on, I want to take a moment to thank Scott, who is tonight's amplifier.
Thanks, dude.
If he is a gold-level amplifier, that means he gives...
$10 a month.
$10. He's a generous dude.
Awesome.
And the AMP program, if you don't know what it is, you can find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. It is a program whereby you can contribute to getting this program you're listening to onto more radio stations than we are currently on. We're somewhere around 190, I think, still. And we could be on 200. We could be on 250. It's all up to you. The money is used exclusively to get us on more radio stations. So it's not like it's fueling my alcohol habit or anything like that. That's amp.
You've got that covered.
I've got that covered, yeah. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Besides, I would never ask the show to pay for my alcohol.
Excellent. And I will never ask you what's in that container, as long as you don't get too S-faced.
Really, it's water. Seriously, I fill it up with... I have a gravity filter at home, and I fill it up with water all the time. And
You've never had a problem on the air.
So. I try to drink at least one of these full a day, of water.
Yeah.
I sometimes get through two on a good day. So
I'm a huge fan of drinking water.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Hydration goes a long way.
It really does.
So anyway, thank you, Scott, for your contributions to the show and for helping us make it go. We appreciate you. Let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We've got somebody in New Hampshire.
Ooh, somebody.
You're on Free Talk Live. It looks like they're spelled moron.
Oh, no. I think I know who this might be.
Moron going once?
It's Moron.
Yep. I was right.
Weirder than anything that's ever come out of your mouth.
He's a liar.
He actually was right. It was Moron.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was James, neither witty nor kind.
Also not in New Hampshire.
Also not in New Hampshire. And since he's a liar, pants on fire, I've dropped his call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Hank in Texas. He wants to talk about, what do you want to talk about, Hank? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'd like to talk about Mike Judge.
All right.
now, Bobby.
Yeah. Is that a Hank Hill impression?
A little bit, yeah.
Sounded kind of like one.
Go ahead, Hank.
My name is Hank Hill. I sell propane and propane accessories. Now, I'd like to say that Mike Judge is a blessing to all his creations. And I 100% support anything that comes out in the future.
Nice.
Yeah, me too. I loved his live-action stuff and his animated stuff. So, like, he really has done no wrong.
Yeah, King of the Hill. Tell. King of the Hill was great, too. I love that one.
Just got to keep those
Lame. He went from being an okay impression to just trying to put our radio stations in jeopardy. It's too bad.
Well, all right, let's go ahead and go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
I heard that.
That's a better impression.
Are you threatening me? Are you threatening me?
You're like on the radio or something, dude?
Radio, that radio sucks, man. It sucks.
You're like Free Talk Live or something?
Free talk live, not live.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, okay, all right, so...
did you have something you actually wanted to talk about, or were you just doing Beatles impressions?
Yeah, I did. Trapping judges, trapping court, so...
Oh, you want to talk about the people in robes and wigs and other assorted costumes who hold gavels in their hands?
Hold on, before you do that, though, I know you're going to a lot of court hearings and such, but there are these online hearings. What would happen if you actually affected a Beavis impression throughout the entire court hearing?
You probably wouldn't make it that far. You'd probably get the threatened with contempt the first try.
Excuse me, Judge. Are you trying to say that I'm not allowed in this court with my Tourette's syndrome?
Yeah, then she'd probably, she'd probably write an order for a medical examination.
I object, Your Honor. We all need TP for our bungholes.
Yeah. I forgot about that one.
That's a good one.
Are you threatening me?
Yeah.
I was actually just reading those notices of hearings. I got four hearings in the next 4 weeks with four different judges, all for the same University of New Mexico radio station incident parade. So it's rather amusing.
Sounds exhausting.
But yeah, it rather is actually. But it's amusing and exhausting at the same time. Amusing in a sick, funny way.
Now you're facing how much time in prison because you called a college radio station when they told you not to?
3 years, man.
Wow.
So.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah.
Can I serve my prison sentence on Zoom?
Oh,
you know, everything's on Zoom these days. I mean, can I just?
I'm curious if they're allowing public into his trials, his hearings.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd ask David. He had sent me an email about some appearance and never got back to me with the link.
Yeah. Well, I did, and I didn't. The hearings in question, the immediate ones, were rescheduled for later, so it wasn't of a concern. But yes, all of these upcoming hearings can be attended, and I intend to share. Well, I did share once on your radio station how to find the call-in phone numbers because it's on the Metro Court website. You look it up by judge, and the week that the hearing is appearing, and there's a phone number and a password, and the public is legally allowed to attend. So imagine that.
But not in person.
On the telephone. Well, nobody is in person. Not even the lawyers are in person. The only people in the courthouse are the judge and their staff, and not their entire staff's probably not even there. Hmm. So you can attend them, and I'm going to share them one by one as they come up over the next 4 weeks. Anybody who wants to dial up the number and enter the password can listen to the shenanigans.
Only a phone number. You can't actually watch a video feed.
Yeah, it's a what is it? A Google Meets by telephonic appearance by meet.google. But yeah, wow. I was going to share that, and everybody is encouraged to.
They're not requiring video of you then.
No,
just on the phone. So, how do they prove it's you?
Good question. Maybe we can use that one to try to escape justice.
You know anybody who does a dead on impersonation of you?
Beavis does. He does me pretty good.
Well, the computers are getting pretty good at deep faking audio and video, and so I mean, how long before they're calling somebody who's not actually there?
Wasn't me, Your Honor.
Right. Prove that it was me.
Right.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. Appreciate it. Good luck with your trials and tribulations. Speaking of that, back to the story, the trials and tribulations of Uber and Lyft in Seattle. They are criticizing the move, of course. A 9-0 vote by the city council mandating that drivers get at least $16.39
an hour. Not one person opposed.
No, not one. I mean, it is Seattle, but...
I know, but still.
Seattle's law will require drivers be paid at least 56 cents per minute and $1.33 per mile driven while transporting passengers. Lyft criticized the move, saying it will eliminate thousands of jobs. Quote, the city's plan is deeply flawed and will actually destroy jobs for thousands of people, as many as 4,000 drivers on Lyft alone, and drive rideshare companies out of Seattle. Okay, so they are suggesting that they may leave. Uber said in a letter that it was disappointed that Seattle had chosen the same damaging policy as New York. Quote, we may have to make changes in Seattle because of this new law, but the real harm here will not be to Uber. It's the drivers who cannot work and the community members unable to complete essential travel that stand to lose because of the ordinance. Ride-hailing companies have resisted efforts to classify their employees or their drivers as employees because it could make doing business more expensive for the companies.
Oh, it will make it more expensive. There's no could about it. If they have to structure as a, you know, that type of a business, then not only is it going to affect the employees, it's going to affect them and force them to spend way more money than they have to in order to be a business.
Seattle did commission two well-known economists to determine how much drivers actually make. They claimed that they came up with $9.73 an hour, while the ride-hailing companies, researchers, put their number at $23.25. But either way, the government should stay out of it and let the market decide.
Yeah, they have no business being in it, that's for certain. Well, we are just about out of time. Thanks, everybody. This has been Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com, check out the archives, and join us again tomorrow. Peace.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.